24th chapter of the book of Matthew this morning. And you pray for us just for a few minutes, and we'll try our best to get in and get out as quick as possible. Amen. 24th chapter of the book of Matthew, starting in the 42nd verse. Matthew 24 and 42. Get there, say amen.
Amen.
Now, I want you to think about something. I told Son of Solomon a minute ago that's really a blessing to me. The man who came looking for me.
Yep.
I met the man who came looking for
amen.
Me. Victory in Jesus says he sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. We need to realize it's not of ourselves this morning.
That's right.
Amen. It's through him that we're saved, that we're able to be here this morning in God's house. So in the 24th chapter of the book of Matthew, starting the 42nd verse, he said, "Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord cometh." He said, "But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore ye also be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord has made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all his goods.
Amen.
But if that evil servant shall say in his heart, My Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and to eat and to drink with the drunken, how the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of, and shall be cut, and shall cut him as under, and appoint him the portion with the hypocrites, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth."
Amen.
Father in heaven, Lord, as I come before you this morning, as humble as I know how, ask your blessings upon the precious word of God. As Brother Jerry said, Lord, as Mama used to fix meals, God, we ask you to bless it right now, Father, in Jesus' precious name, that we might be able to preach something to be a help. Not a hindrance, God, not to be a hurt, but to be a help, Father, this morning. In the name of Jesus, we pray and give you glory and give you honor and praise for it all. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I said all that this morning, talking about Brother Willard and things, and as I looked into the scripture this morning, last night when I went to bed, I had some scripture out of the book of Ezekiel on my heart, and I thought, Lord, maybe this is what I'll preach, but whenever I woke up this morning at 2:30, the Lord said, "Watch," amen, and that just kept bearing on my mind, and I just couldn't get a hold of nothing else, and whenever I finally got up out of bed and began to read and begin to look at this, amen, I kept thinking about watching, amen. Now, you know, he tells us here in the book of Matthew, 24th chapter, he begins to tell us that we'll see the signs of the time of the Son of Man coming. Amen. And we say all the time that we believe that we're at the last day, the last hour, the Lord should come back any time. But if we are at that time, I'd like to ask the question this morning. If we're at that time and we know what the Bible says about it, he said it'll be a great and terrible day when the Lord returns. Amen. It'll be great for them that are saved, them that are obeying the Word of God, and those that are doing the things of the Lord have them to do. Amen. But for those that are not, that are disobedient, don't obey the gospel, amen, it's going to be a terrible day for them. Amen. So therefore we know that the Bible said that he'll come, amen, in a time that we think not. Amen. So I believe we're living in a time, amen, that people have given up, amen, and they're not watching and not paying attention. Amen. The Lord is soon coming. I believe with all my heart, amen, we have went to sleep. My mind goes back to when he was in the garden. Amen. How he went there to pray, Brother Jerry mentioned. He said he went just a little farther. But when he returned, amen, the disciples had fallen asleep. And the Bible said it is. He said, "Could you not watch and pray for just a little while? Amen. That I might go yonder and pray." Folks, I'm telling you, the church is falling asleep. Amen. It's not watching for the signs of the Son of Man. I believe we are living in the last days. Amen. I can see the signs. Brother, he said, things will begin to change. Brother, we live in a time that the world has changed. Amen. They're calling now evil good. Amen. And good evil. Amen. They're just bringing all kinds of destruction. Amen. To God's Word. But I'm here to tell you, this will stop.
It's true and it's sure and it's that right. Amen. And what it says is what it means, and what it means is what it says. Amen. God didn't stutter. Amen. He didn't utter. Amen. What he said, he told the truth. Amen. And that's the way it was. And the Bible, if you go on to the next chapter here, it talks about 10 verses. How that five of them was wise and five of them was foolish. How that was something Brother Worland said. It just amazed me this morning as we were talking how that he knew more about my message than I did. Amen. He said, I hope and I pray that I have enough oil in my vessel. Amen. To make the crossing. Brother, I just bless my heart. Amen. Because he said, here they were five of them. Amen. Had brought enough to get them to glory. Amen. And five of them was foolish enough. Amen. They just come with what little they had and hope to make heaven their home.
Right.
Wasn't watching and praying. Right. Amen. They were just out there hoping to make it in, more or less. Amen. They didn't have their lamps trimmed. Amen. Didn't have them burning bright. The Bible said that the midnight cry was made. And it said they rose up and trimmed their lamps. Amen. And lit them. And five of them had enough to go in. The five of them said, give unto us. This one's not about salvation, Brother Jerry. It doesn't matter how much you have. You can't give it to somebody else.
That's right, brother.
You can't save somebody.
Yep.
And people believe that they can go on somebody else's salvation. We can't do that.
Yep.
Amen. Listen, I've watched, as times went by, the years that I've been serving the Lord, I've seen a lot of change. Amen. I remember revivals. Amen. How people would shout and how many people would get on the altar. People would come and shed tears. And we would just come out of revival. And not one soul save the pastor. I would even touch the altar. Amen. Amen. An altar of prayer. They wouldn't even come and pray. Folks, that's not the way. Amen. That God is sent for it to be. He said to watch and pray. Amen. Can we not endure that for just a little while? Amen. Maybe 3 nights, preacher. We can go through revival. That's just about as far as I can make it. I'm here to tell you, I'm glad that they went to 6 nights. Amen. I'm glad that, brother, they had enough gumption to watch and to pray. And that old sinner might walk in and might be saved.
Amen.
They just kept pressing on. And God gave victory. And He'll still give victory today. Church can't endure. You know, He said, if we endure to the end, the same shall be saved. Folks, we can't endure anymore. Amen. I find myself. Amen. I get so angry sometimes. Amen. I remember how I used to be. And I can see the old man. Amen. I let pains in my life. Amen. Things that have troubled me. I let other people. Amen. Control me. Amen. My fault. Because you know why? Because I'm not watching. And I'm not praying like I should.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
And I let the things of this world. Amen. And what other people have done to me over the years tear me down. Folks, I tell you this. It doesn't matter what the devil does or throws at you. You can make heaven your home.
Amen.
It's up to us if we want to do that this morning. Amen. If we'll just watch and we'll pray and seek God, we can make heaven our home. Amen. As I was growing up, amen, I didn't know nothing about the Lord. But one night He was revealed unto me. He was that man that came looking for me that night. Amen. And one of these days I'm going to look upon His face. I'm the one that saved me by amazing grace. Amen. Make heaven our home. Because of what He done. Nothing that I can ever do can save my soul. But Jesus Christ done. He was watching over me, Mary. Amen. When I was out in the world and foolish and doing things, God's hand was on me.
Amen.
I can look back. I'm talking about watching. Amen. Can you not look back and see where the Lord brought you from? Amen. This morning, amen, I watched a young man come up here and sing. And I remember when he was just a little towhead. Amen. Running around under his mama's feet. Aggravating, snothead. Amen. But now saved by the grace of God. And singing praises for the Lord. Amen. That's something we ought to be rejoicing about. Amen. When a young one, we don't see much of that anymore. Folks, we ought to encourage them. We ought to watch and train them and teach them the right way to go. What I wouldn't give, amen, to see my children in the house of God. But one of these days, hey, God's going to return. And ready or not, He's coming.
Amen.
They're not watching. God bless my heart to see a young folks
come into the house of God and doing things for the Lord.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. People say, well, they'll... Cole, let me tell you something, buddy. You'll make mistakes.
Yeah.
You'll mess up.
Yep.
I'm 55 years old and I make my messes, amen?
Yep.
I make more messes than the Lord can clean up sometimes. Amen, but let me tell you something. God will always be there for us.
Amen.
Amen. When Mama came, Daddy came, rest assured, God will be. Amen.
Amen.
Yep. I'm telling you today, if we'll just watch and we'll pray and we'll seek the Lord,
amen.
Amen. He'll make a way for us to make Him known. He said to watch and to pray. Fill yourselves. Amen. He said in the last days, He said heaven and earth will pass away.
Amen.
And that with a great noise. Amen. Can we not look around and see the mess it's in?
Amen.
It may go on for another 100 years. It may go on another 200 years. But I'm going to tell you, you and I will not. Amen. We'll not see 100 more years. Amen. I'll not see him. You'll not see him. Amen. Even Elijah probably won't see that. Her little Abel. Amen. Because, amen, 100 years is a long span.
Amen.
He said to watch and to pray, for we know not what hour he come. He said if the good man of the house had been watching and praying, he wouldn't have suffered his house to be broken into. You know what people do nowadays? They got these doorbells. And they got the cameras on them, and guess what? Oh, they can see that thief coming.
Yeah.
But what are you going to do if you're at work?
Yeah.
Call them up and say, don't do that. Email them. Folks, I'm here to tell you, the things that we do here on this earth ain't going to amount to a hill of beans itself.
That's right, brother.
Serving God.
Right. Amen.
Watching and praying for His coming.
Yeah.
Amen. When old Ronnie McCown used to stand out up on that mountains, we'd be having hunting, sun be peeking up over the trees, and he'd say, well, it'd be a good morning for the Lord to come back.
Yeah.
And this old sinner, buddy, would melt his shoes. Hunky, you stupid. I ain't ready to go. And you got children ain't ready to go. But he would always say, if my family was ready, I'd love for the Lord to come back today.
Yeah.
You know how that is, me, Brother Ron. I couldn't get away from it.
Yeah.
It followed me home.
Yeah.
God watching me, watching over me.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. And telling me that I need to be saved.
Amen.
He come looking for me. Come to my house.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Spoke to my heart.
Yeah.
You know what's amazing to me? 4 or 5 people in my household, and God spoke to me.
Yeah.
He said, you're lost.
Yeah.
Need to be saved. Why do you just keep putting it off?
Amen.
Well, let me tell you something. Got to deal with my heart. Got to chewing at it and gnawing and nagging.
Yeah. Amen.
Wouldn't quit and wouldn't let up. Mm-hmm. You know why he wouldn't let up? Because people were praying.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Yep.
We're watching. Preacher, I believe. Yep. I believe that Jesus hears my prayers.
Yep. Amen.
Lord, I believe, God, that you're going to answer. You said, Lord, if I pray in your name, you give me my heart's desire.
Yeah.
And we'll pray for everything but what we need to be praying for.
Yeah.
Then when troubles come, you know what Brother Willard told me this morning? I said, maybe the Lord just wanted you to talk to Him a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
He said, yeah, I was too stupid to do it before, wasn't I? You know what? That's the way we are.
Yeah.
Amen. Unless we're going through things.
Yeah.
Amen. We don't talk to Him and we don't pray like we
should. Yeah, that's right.
But whenever our families are in trouble, when we have sickness, and you see, I got a brother who's got cancer. He goes tomorrow for his last treatment. Didn't even know that until Friday. Amen. Went back to the doctor. They said, we want you set up for a treatment.
Yeah.
He said, I thought you had forgot about me and going to let me die. It's been over a month since I heard from you.
Yeah.
Doctor said, oh, no. He said, how's the treatment going in Nashville? He said, I don't know nothing about Nashville. You've never been calling me.
Yeah.
They're supposed to send him to Nashville to see a specialist. They forgot all about it. You know what I told him last night? I said, ain't you glad God ain't forgot you?
Amen, brother.
Lord hasn't forgot you, buddy.
Yeah.
He knows what you're going through.
Yeah.
He watches. He sees what His people go
through.
And He'll not forsake us. He'll go with us always.
Amen.
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 I'm starting to lose them. Amen.
Bless Him, Lord. Bless
Him. Amen. Would you stand?
Bless Him.
He said to watch and to pray.
Amen.
Amen. Are you watching and are you praying?
Bless.
Are you seeking the Lord?
Bless.
Are you like the 10 virgins?
Yeah.
You know, 5 of them had a little bit of oil in their vestment. You know, seem like most of us, when we go through little trials, we're ready to throw in the towel.
Amen.
I am. I'm guilty as charged. Amen. Seem like whenever little things come up on me, I'm just ready to throw it in.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Strangest thing this morning on the way to church. Aggravating, irritating, running behind. Car pastor. Up in one corner it said, "You matter." Oh, in the other corner it said, "Don't give up."
Amen.
Okay, Lord, I got you.
Yeah.
I got you. We all matter to
you.
Amen. We matter.
Amen.
You may be going through something you don't know what you're going through right now. But you matter to God. He cares for you. All He wants you to do is come to Him to help your life. Peter, could you not watch? Could you not pray just for 1 hour? You know, we come to church, and church goes a little bit of past 12. Look here, man, I'm doing good. It's 12 o'clock right on the dot. If I could shut up right now, we'd be doing good.
Bless Him, Lord.
But we want to hurry up and get back to the house. What do we do when we get home? Nothing. Most people sit around, watch TV, put their feet up, take a nap. I hope God, I can get one this evening. I've been awake since 2:30. Listen, whether I do or whether I don't, God's still on the throne.
Yeah.
He'll take care of me. No matter what comes my way, He'll take care of me.
Amen.
This morning, it's not taking care of you. You got some trust in Him.
Amen.
Scripture I ain't read in years. And I ran across it this morning. Bless your heart, Lord.
Bless the Lord God.
You know, church is a very important thing in our life. And a lot of times people forsake that. And then they wonder why that, when they're going through things, why they just can't hear from heaven. But you know, God's be very important in our life. He's very attentive to our prayers. He's very watchful over us when we're going through things. And this scripture's always stood out to me for years. I'm going to read 2 verses. Now, I want you to listen to what it says. Hebrews chapter 13, and verse 16. It says, "But to do good and to communicate, forget not."
Yeah.
Do good and to communicate, forget not. A lot of times we forget to communicate.
Yeah.
Amen. And then we don't talk one with another. "For with such sacrifices," oh, preacher, I work and I do this and I do that and I'm just so tired. You know, we have phones anymore, church. We don't have to travel. I can talk to somebody in Jamestown. I can talk to somebody in Nashville. I can talk to somebody in another end of the world if I want.
Yeah, amen.
In just a matter of seconds. Have to dial them numbers. Hey, everybody got speed dial anymore.
Yeah.
Punch one number and they're done.
Yeah.
Don't forget to communicate and talk to one another. Except for such sacrifices, God is well pleased. Here's one that people have a lot of trouble over. Obey them that have the rule over you.
Yeah. Amen.
And submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls as they that must give an account. I want you to mark that piece of scripture, 17th verse of the 13th chapter of the book of Hebrews.
Yeah.
He said, "For they watch for your souls as they that must give an account."
That's right, brother.
"That they may do it with joy." I want you to listen very close. "And not with grief, for that is unprofitable to who? You."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't agree with every preacher that comes along. But I try my best to listen to what Word of God says.
Amen. Yeah.
Hey, man, they, some of them got different beliefs than I've got, but I've heard them preach some good messages.
Amen.
And I've had them to tan my hide. I've had them to bless my heart.
Yeah.
Amen? Because I listened to what the Word said.
Yeah.
Tried not to dwell on the man that was standing there preaching it.
Yeah.
Somebody told me one time, said, all I can see when you get up there is just you. I said, then you're not looking with a spiritual eye. I mean, you're not listening with a spiritual heart. And many think preachers get up here and just have to carry on because that's what they love to do. I love to preach.
Yeah.
I do. I love to preach when the Lord's in it. Amen. But whenever He's not, amen, I never wanted this job. I didn't ask for it.
No.
Jerry didn't ask to be your pastor. Amen. He didn't come up here at Free Dawn and said, boy, I wish to give anything if you'd vote me in and let me be your pastor. And I'm not saying that to give him a big head. I've been trying every church I go to anymore try to uplift the pastors a little bit because I know what they're going through. I've been there. Amen. And I know what they go through. But just remember, it's unprofitable for you if you bring them a lot of grief, worrying them. Preacher, they don't even know I'm there. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. He may not say much, may not look like he does, but I guarantee you he knows who's here and who ain't. Amen. People say, well, I ain't worried about the crowd. That's why you got a pastor. He is.
That's right.
You know, preachers, we just had 5 or 6. We're all happy. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. But you know what? We could have a house full.
That's right.
And we all could be happy.
Yeah.
We could see more people saved. But we're not watching. And we're not praying. Right. We forgot to look for the Lord to come back. He said, I'll come in an hour, but you think not. He said, might be at midnight, might be at daylight. It doesn't know. We have no idea. They've predicted it for years. For years, they've tried to predict. Remember back here a few years ago, there's a comet coming through, and it's God. He's going to pick everybody up. These bunch of dummies went down there and committed suicide, yeah, hoping to get on that comet. Guess what? They missed the boat to start with.
That's right. That's exactly right.
They missed the boat to start with. Mm-hmm. Oh, and he's coming back in 2020. He come back 2015, he come back in 2014, he come back in 2000. I remember 1984. Mm-hmm. I believe I'm telling you the truth. No, let me back up. 1980, Ronald Reagan was president. He is the Antichrist. Every one of his names has 6 letters in it. He's the devil. I remember that. I was scared to death. My daddy lost to a goose. My mama lost his ball in high weeds. They sat around and talked about that stuff. He danced there. Didn't even have a clue what they were talking about.
Nope.
Scare us kids today. I go to bed of a night, couldn't sleep because I thought, man, the Antichrist coming. The devil's going to show up tonight and get me. The end of the world is coming. God will come back when he rests. We don't have no clue when that's going to happen.
That's right.
And then he'll come back when he's ready. He may get us one by one. I might go before any of the rest of you. Who knows?
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I think, Lord, why does my brother have to go through this? Why couldn't it be me? Why does Willard have to go through this? Lord, why couldn't it be me?
Yeah.
Lord said, you're a wimp. Yeah. Sum it up. Amen. He wants somebody to endure. He wants Amen. Somebody to be faithful.
Yeah.
He wants somebody to give him praise and glory at the end. Amen. Yeah. So you pray for these fellows. Amen. Watch for yourself too. Pray for yourself. Yeah.